Mr. Chief Justice, the police of the court.
What basketball have helped me do, it helped me work on my anger management and my emotional instability. It helped me trust people that I normally don't like. And these guys coming in, giving us that human contact, because we have to be patient with them. We don't want to hurt them.
This is Life of the Law. I'm Nancy Mullane. Sometimes working as a reporter, you want to pinch yourself. And this is one of those stories. Each year for the past 5 years, the Golden State Warriors, its star players, coaches, and support staff, have gone inside San Quentin State Prison to play a basketball game down on the prison's lower yard against the San Quentin Warriors, a team of prisoners. And for 2 years, I've gone in to watch the players battle it out, surrounded on the court by hundreds of inmates. And now we've teamed up with the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, to co-produce this report. And stay tuned. At the end of the story, we're going to go inside the cell block with Draymond Green. Now our story, the Warriors.
I always say we didn't come here to lose. It's hard. This is a road game for us. We're going to prison. Nothing easy about prison.
Name on tape?
Bob Myers.
I'm Draymond Green. I'm a forward for the Golden State Warriors. We park in the parking lot and walk over right on the water. So it's a pretty good view.
Let's see the foul line. Have your IDs ready?
Going in, and only three people at a time can go in.
What's on your name?
You're having to show your ID.
Make sure you get a stamp before you go in and out of here.
You know, making sure you don't lose that ID to get out.
You want to go out.
Having to wear certain colors.
No cell phones, no pocket knives, no cigarette lighters.
One single foul line.
Sam Robinson, public information officer at San Quentin State Prison. We house over 5,000 people here at this facility. The guys you see walking around in blue, they are medium custody inmates, people who are serving life sentences.
Raymond. Going in there and walking in and, you know, guys running up to you, showing love and appreciation. I grew up in Saginaw, Michigan. Some of my friends are in prison that I grew up with. Just to have the opportunity to go in there and mingle and talk. Show those guys they matter.
Hey, Draymond, I got the San Quentin Warriors,
yeah,
and I'm giving you 2.5 for 20 push-ups.
You giving me 2.5?
I'm giving you 2.5. That's a bet.
I'll take that bet for sure.
For sure.
I'm Bill Epling. I run basketball for Prison Sports Ministries. We're up here first and third Saturdays of every month. I mean, these guys are good. If you don't bring your A game, they're going to beat us. But I like our chances.
My name is Anthony Ammons. My position is guard/forward. I've been in prison for 15 years now, since I was 16 years old. I'm 31 now. I received 102 years to life for my crime of murder that I committed when I was 16. What basketball have helped me do, it helped me work on my anger management and my emotional instability. It helped me trust people that I normally don't like. And these guys coming in, giving us that human contact, because we have to be patient with them. We don't want to hurt them.
Hey, Kevin Durant, come over here.
Hello.
Kevin, thanks for coming, bro.
Hey, man, thanks for having me here, man. I'm new to the town, so this is a must. I come here and show you guys some love. So I'm looking forward to some hoops. Let's get it going.
We've played four times. Golden State Warriors have won 3. 2 years ago, they had their one loss. They play a lot at lunch. They've upgraded the squad. They're ready.
My name is Isaiah Caldwell, inmate ref, a grown man. Refereeing in an institution like this, dealing with other inmates, it becomes important for them to know that you're doing this with integrity. Without that, things can get out of control.
1, 2, 3.
Here we go, y'all.
Center jump, we got big money, Myers.
We got green going this way, we got blue going this way.
Bob Myers for 3, money, no good, rebound comes down.
Shoot it, shoot it.
Here comes Swaggy Smooth with the ball.
Get the ball out.
He's going to Bob Myers.
Greatness
with the deep shot.
You're going to get the slaps and you're going to get the pushes here and there. My name's Trevor, Trevor Bird. I've been in here playing for like about 17 years. I got 25 to life. When you come to prison, you better find a whole new respect for authority. But a lot of men in here have grown up without that father figure. On the playground, you call your own. That's how the conflicts arise. When they're organized, it forces you to obey and submit to the game. Argue all you want, but when the whistle blows, I mean, you keep playing.
Hey, that was in your face, Street Town. 1, 2, 3, shoot it. Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the Green Team.
You're rooting for the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
And you're inside?
Yeah. See, everybody can't root for the prisoner. I'm the heckler, so I got to root for the opposite team. Yeah, it's my job. It's my passion.
What's your name?
My name is Michael Webb.
How long you been in?
Almost 28 years.
Life term?
Yes, ma'am.
Gone to the board?
Well, I go next week.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Want to give a shout out one more time to Draymond Green, still over here playing dominoes. Man, he's really feeling like he's back home again.
He's getting beat bad. Draymond, we want a rematch.
Golden State Warriors and the San Quentin Warriors. They battle. Our guys go in there and play a game. I go in and I sit at the domino table the entire time.
Over there on the domino.
Playing dominoes, talking jump. They're talking jump.
Yeah, we got it last.
They're very good. First time I went, I got beat really bad. I've brushed my game up a little bit over the last 5 years.
My name is Carly McFarlane.
How long you been in?
22 years.
Life term?
Yeah. Hopefully I go home in another year and a half.
Hey, Fuji, go to score.
For sure. I'm going to miss this.
Why a basketball game inside a prison?
Why not a basketball game inside a prison? I think it's educating both sides.
Fouled by Willie Green.
Foul!
No, don't get the cussing now, Willie Green. That'll get you 115, too.
My name is Aaron Showtime Taylor, the play-by-play guy. And to my left is Damon Cook, and we got this one today. This is a good thing when they come up in here like this and get an up-close look about individuals that are about to go back into the community.
1 minute left in the game. Pookie inbound the ball to Swaggy
Swaggy. Hey, man, call a timeout. Hey, man, you better call a timeout, buddy. You better call something. Call the paramedics, 911, anybody.
13 comes up with it. Pookie was all over him. He hammered him. That's an assault case. That's his third strike. Pookie with the ball, feet the ball in the day, but 13 steals it away from him. Swaggy goes by 13, all the way to the rim, throwing him. 3, 2, 1. And that is the game. The Golden State Warriors gets another win. Appreciate everybody.
You know, hearing the guys from Death Row yelling, knowing that we're there.
Appreciate it, man.
You take it for granted, and then you come in here and see this. It make you want to do everything right, not mess up. At the end of the day, you know, whether you want to believe it or not, everybody is 1 second away from that.
I grew up in Alamo, California. San Quentin, those two words don't come up too much where I grew up. I barely know anybody that's been to jail for 2 days. One day, I'm lucky. A lot of these guys are gonna grow up in the wrong place, make the wrong decision. I think when we come in, brightens it up a little bit, you know, but we get to leave.
We lost, but it was amazing. The experience, for them to take the time out of their day, not spend with their family, but spend with us. That's like a visit. Some people don't get visits here. And them guys coming in to mingle with us is a blessing. And we want to send them back the same way they came in, except with a different experience.
The Golden State Warriors won the game inside San Quentin, but before leaving the prison, Draymond Green and Bob Myers, the Golden State Warriors' general manager, walked up through San Quentin to the massive cell block where the inmates they just played on the court lived two men to a 9-by-4-foot cell. The officers inside North Block opened the cell doors, and one of the inmates, a man named Curtis Carroll, who also goes by the name Wall Street, explained to them what it's like to live in a shared cell.
Pull this bar at the top, and then they key lock the door on the outside, and then you went all the way until the next one when we come out.
Says a lot about Draymond that he wants to do this.
Oh, yeah. You saw Durant walked up here too when he left.
Oh, he did?
So you see how tight that is? So you, and then you even got a bar here. So you see this bar? So what we normally do is we hit our heels in this bar 20 times a day. Bink, bink, because you forget the bar there. And so then when you roll your legs back, you tall. So if you sit back here, put your, go ahead and sit on back there like that. See what that is? Put your feet right there. See that? You see that? And this is with your TV being here. This why this shit ain't cool. Right? That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. That's why they cool.
Everybody's gonna be walking around with signed hats.
No, it's fun. Oh, hey.
Hey, they'll all be confiscated. It's all good. Officers will be walking.
It's hot as shit in there.
It's hot in there. No, that's what I'm saying. Ain't no windows. Ain't no windows in there.
Hey, I'm really, it's ain't really no Howard Wall Street talking up in there all that time. What's up, man?
What's up? You all right? I hold the star in my hand in prison. That's crazy.
So this is two people in here, but they use that shit a little more
neater. It's a board that they lay right there that they use to lay on.
And then they pull the mattress out at night.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
Go up on the top and see what it feels like to lie down all the way on the top bunk.
Let me see if I can hop up here. I'm gonna hit my head on the ceiling.
Hey, man, you better watch it, dude.
That's crazy.
Can you lie down from there?
It ain't no space.
Well, so put your feet all the way down. See if you can sleep there.
That's crazy.
Choices is important. Choices is important.
Definitely.
One choice, you know, 17, one choice, and look, 20 years. So a cat don't get the prom, the dating. I ain't never been on no date. I ain't never been in no prom. I never had no real relationships. I have nothing. I learned it all from men, arguably teaching me the wrong stuff. Right, teaching me the bad way, so you know it's important for you to understand, you know, your emotional connection to stuff, bro, and be able to really just be like, man, know where you at, know what you got, and really respect it and not throw it away, and understand, man, that I got an opportunity to make a lot of changes and change a lot of people based on my actions that I do, not based on what I spend, based on my actions. My actions lead people to do good. So you see how you come up in here? You ain't gave a cat now dime. Look at the respect you get.
Mm-hmm.
Cats look up to that. They're like, bro made it. He one of us, he made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Draymond, what did you think of being inside there?
Man, it's crazy. It's no space, it's hard to move. And he put into perspective, saying like, if you put your feet on the guy bunk, he telling you not to put your feet on this bunk. How you get to the bed? Like, it's incredible. It's hard to believe.
Did you ever see anything like that?
I mean, I've been in a cell before, like at Alcatraz and stuff like that, and I've never like.
Not a real cell.
No.
Some people, you got.
No.
I know people go to Alcatraz and they think they've been to a prison.
They do. They do, and it's completely different. It gives you a respect for life, you know, for freedom. I think, no doubt. You know, a lot of times you take it for granted and just think that that's all it is. And then you come in here and see this, and it's like, it make you want to do everything right, you know, and not mess up. Like, it's crazy.
So, game's over. You won.
What did I tell you, Nancy?
You said you'd win.
Yeah. Well, I said it very politely. We leave with our dignity and a W, so it was fun. It's I love coming in here, you know. Although I had never seen a cell, that's the scariest thing I've seen, is the cell where the prisoners stay, prison cell. I had never seen one of those. First time I was back. I guess we just were in a North Block. That's serious. If you ever want a deterrent, show somebody what that is. It's small. I mean, I didn't want to be in there at all. Well, for 30 seconds, I said, I got to get out of here. So that's serious. Yeah, they're not, we get to leave. You know, they're not, that's why, I don't know if I told you, when walking in, this is, you know, they don't get a lot of days they get to look forward to. Most days are probably like any other day for a lot of the inmates. But they, I think when we come in, they brightens it up a little bit, you know, but we're leaving and they're not leaving. So that's a whole different world.
But I mean, if you think about it, the way society thinks about it, you played by the rules. They didn't.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And I guess it starts, you know, it's unfair to judge everybody equally because I don't think everybody had equal opportunities growing up. I mean, who's to say if I grew up and had the same conditions or family life, neighborhood life that some of these guys did, that I wouldn't be here. I mean, who am I to say? I bet if some of the people here got the opportunities I got, they wouldn't be in here. So yeah, I think they made mistakes and rules are broken. You got to have rules, but a lot of times you talk to people and they didn't have the same chances. You still got to play by the rules, no matter what lot you're cast in. But I think, you know, to judge coming in here at a place like this, you realize not everybody's given the same chance in life.
You never saw the cell before?
No, I've not. I've seen prison cells. I've seen kind of local, done a tour of Alcatraz. But honestly, that's the small. I had no idea they were that small. I had no idea. I mean, and we get a lot of information from TV and things. They're much bigger, you know, movies, TV, things like that. So.
Ooh.
That's the move.
They're inside. They're talking to you. These are guys inside the solid rooms. They're hollering. Listen, they're hollering at you. Listen, wait. Yeah, you can yell.
Oh, they can see me. Appreciate it, man. What's up? Oh, he over here.
Those are the guards. They're inside the cells. They heard that you're here.
Well, today at San Quentin State Prison, we were fortunate enough to have members of the Golden State Warriors basketball team come inside the prison and commune with some of the guys and some of their coaching staff play basketball against us, against some of the men inside, which is extraordinary. I don't know of any other prison anywhere in the country or the world where you have professional athletes who come inside and, you know, the coaching staff and administrators come inside of a prison and engage pretty freely with the incarcerated population. So today was an extraordinary day that way.
And love the Warriors organization. It is first class, top to bottom.
But they didn't bring it like, all right, sit it. Like, they didn't bring it. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to win.
I'll be his ass.
Okay. We get to leave.
Here we are.
Made it on the outside.
It's kind of an amazing process walking through that Sally Port.
It is. It's hard to explain, you know?
How many times have you been in?
Probably six. But that's seeing the cell, that was a different deal.
You ever met guys who were inside and then you saw them?
I just saw a guy.
Yeah, that one guy.
Yeah, Nate, I don't know these guys in here. Like, I don't know them, but if one of them got out and I saw him, I'd talk to, you know, I'd say what's up and invite him to a game. I mean, you know, I grew up in the Alamo, California. I mean, I barely know anybody that's been to jail for 2 days. One day. So, San Quentin's not exactly. Those two words don't come up too much where I grew up.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm lucky.
That was Golden State Warriors Draymond Green and General Manager Bob Myers speaking with Curtis Carroll, a.k.a. Wall Street, inside San Quentin State Prison's North Block. Warriors was reported by me and produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, and was mixed by Jim McKee. Special thanks to Lieutenant Sam Robinson, San Quentin Public Information Officer, Raymond Ritter of the Golden State Warriors and all the Warriors, Zsa Zsa Wrench and Phil Green, and Curtis Carroll, all for making this episode possible. Thanks also to Too Short, Questlove, Fantastic Negrito, and David Jassy for their music. Our post-production editors are Kirsten Jesuits-Heidel and Rachel Kane. Howard Gelman of KQD Radio in San Francisco was our engineer. If you're curious about the law and like binge listening, tune in to Life of the Law on iTunes. There are 110 amazing episodes about people, life, and the law. Take a few minutes to post your review, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Each time we publish a new episode, we send people who have subscribed to our newsletter a behind-the-scenes look at Life of the Law, including notes from our reporters and notes from our listeners. We're a nonprofit project of the Tide Center, and we're part of the Panoply Network of Podcasts. You can also find Life of the Law on PRX, Public Radio Exchange. We're funded by the Open Society Foundations, the Law and Society Association, the National Science Foundation, and by you. Visit our website, lifeofthelaw.org, and make a very much appreciated donation to help pay for the direct costs of producing our episodes. I'm Nancy Mullane. Thanks for listening.